Svapuruṣe chānugrihita rūpam. Pautras tava Śrī Lalanāla Lāmam. Drashtā Spurat Kundala Manditānanam.
Gaurav, could you get my watch? Or give me your watch.
Antah.
Within.
Bahihi.
Bahihi.
Without.
Without.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Amalam.
Amalam.
Spotless.
Spotless.
Abjanetram.
Lotus eyes.
Sapurusha.
Om devotee.
Icha anugrihita rupam. Accepting form according to desire. Pautraha.
Grandchild.
Tava.
Your.
Śrī Lalanā.
Beautiful goddess of fortune.
Beautiful goddess of fortune.
Lalamam.
Decorated.
Drashtā.
We'll
see.
Spurat.
Kundala.
With brilliant earrings.
Mandita.
Decorated.
Ananam.
Face.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Your grandson will be able to see, inside and outside, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose wife is the beautiful Goddess of Fortune. The Lord can assume the form desired by the devotee, and His face is always beautifully decorated with earrings. Purport. It is predicted herewith that the grandson of Dityapalad Maharaj would not only see the personality of Godhead within himself by meditation, but would also be able to see him personally with his eyes. This direct vision is possible only for one who is highly elevated in Krishna consciousness. But the Lord is not possible to see with material eyes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has multifarious eternal forms such as Krishna, Baladeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudeva, Narayana, Ram, Nisimha, Varaha, and Vamana. And the devotees of the Lord know all these Vishnu forms. A pure devotee becomes attached to one of the eternal forms of the Lord, and the Lord is pleased to appear before him in the form desired. A devotee does not imagine something whimsical about the form of the Lord, nor does he ever think that the Lord is impersonal and can assume a form desired by the devotee. The non-devotee has no idea of the form of the Lord, and thus he cannot think of any one of the above-mentioned forms. But whenever a devotee sees the Lord, he sees him in a most beautifully decorated form, accompanied by his constant companion, the Goddess of Fortune, who is eternally beautiful.
Prahlad Maharaj attained the perfection of being able to actually see the Lord face to face. He was all his life perfect in meditation. He was able to always think of Vishnu. And that's what protected him from all harassments. But in the end, not in the end of his life, but at the end of the crisis, when Lord Nrsimhadeva appeared from the pillar to kill his father, that is the moment in which Prahlad saw him face to face. There was only a short audience and a quite violent one. Quite a bit of blood was spilled. Prahlad was not disturbed, and he, among all the great demigods and sages present, was able to first of all collect his wits and start offering prayers. Only after he did the other demigods, were they able to. So he got a short vision. Still, he's a perfect devotee. Imperfect devotees, immature devotees, sometimes think that the whole goal of their life is to see Krishna. When they get a vision, then their life is perfect. They think that if I do parikramas 3 times a day, you know, for a month, boing, I'll see Radha Krishna. You know, as if they're trying to get some drug high, you know, some intoxicated state, as if it was just a material thing. But the vision of the Lord is not the perfection of life, normally. Not in itself. Not just to see the Lord. Daksha Prajapati also saw Lord Narayan. Yeah, okay. Prajapati Daksha saw Lord Narayan face to face. He came to see him, to speak to him. But Prajapati Daksha was not a pure devotee, and he couldn't get the proper benefit of that darshan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the instruction that rather than try to see Krishna, we should try that Krishna sees us. What does that mean? It means we should impress Krishna with what? How I put gopi dots on my face? Yeah. What's going to impress Krishna? What's going to impress him is our attempt to serve him, despite our failings, despite our lack of power, that we're trying to serve him. That's what impresses Krishna. So, and that really underlines the real fact that more important than seeing Krishna is serving Krishna, is being in a relationship with Krishna. Establishing our relationship with Krishna, that should be the goal of our life. Not just getting a picture of him, a vision. The vision may be there or not be there. Many great devotees who are serving him very intensely, intimately, don't see him. They're serving in separation. But only immature devotees demand that Krishna has to come and dance in front of them. As soon as they do a little bit of service, or say a couple of stotras, they expect that Krishna is going to come and dance in front of them and play his flute, entertain them. We get this habit, we turn on the television set and the entertainment is immediately there. We don't even have to pay for it. But Krishna's not some cheap entertainer that he's going to do his leelas for us, just to entertain us. We'll get entrance into the leelas when we enter into his service. So, service is based on service relationship, dasyam, servitude. Of course, in the highest realms, in the highest degrees of devotional service, even the relationship is underplayed. The love becomes so intense that the relationships are forgotten. In the case of the gopis, who are in Parakya Rasa, they don't have a proper relationship with Krishna. They're not married to him. What are they doing playing with him? He's not their husband. So it's not based on relationship, but that's only in the most exceptional devotional service. For most, including most of the Vrijvasis, love is based on relationship. And we have to establish that relationship by practice of service. That's our business. That's what sadhana bhakti is for, is to practice having a relationship with Krishna in the mood of service. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the computer over there. Hare Krishna. So I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to cut it short. I got to be out the door in a few minutes and a few things to do. Okay, any questions or comments? Thank you. Your glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.